nailed. All kinds of dragons, from Welsh myth to puff. And when I wake in the hotel room in Hue, there is the dragon fruit, centimetres from my face, in the bowl of tropical fruit. A gift from hotel staff when we arrived yesterday. Today we walk the purple forbidden city, see dragons painted on the roof, as statues on walls, etched on enormous ancient bronze urns. And we spend the whole day wandering the deserted site, carrying the backpack with the fruit in a plastic bag. At lunchtime, we climb the stone tower and sit cross-legged, backs against a giant bronze bell, and cut the dragon fruit into halves. What a fantastic thing. A fruit designed by a committee. The colours of a watermelon turned inside out. Centre like poppy seed flecked ice cream. Like that pink 70s Hare Krishna candle we kept at the shack for power failures. Intricate as an Indian temple in jalabi colours. Sliced and twirled. And every heat wave is softened and leaned a little more one way. A subcontinental power pizza. We eat it to the rind, leaving pink stripes in the white with our bottom front teeth. Looking down on the moat,